Steve Mocking with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also go to our Facebook or our Twitter accounts by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be. I want to talk a little bit about Apache sprayers, and here's what one owner said about Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win. Win for me. And it's a cost, it's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can you ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both. That from Apache Sprayer owner. Apache Sprayers offer power-to-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power-to-fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache Sprayer is the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. You can see them at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, North Dakota. Apache Sprayers, proud sponsor of this segment of What's On Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What is on your mind this morning? At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook, chairman of the Senate Tax Committee on the governor's property tax reform task force announced today. Senator Cook was invited to serve on that task force. We heard from Charles Tuttle, who was one of the key proponents with Empower the Taxpayer last hour. Your thoughts, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also, Blue Cross Blue Shield deciding to not extend discontinued health plans for the state of North Dakota. The plans, it will discontinue because of new standards under the Affordable Care Act. What are your thoughts on that? Are you an individual that is losing out on your health care because you had one of those plans that's not being extended? I'd love to hear from you. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or if you'd like to leave us a call off air, 855-200-1776, just press 1. We had this call come in during the break from Grafton.
Morning, Steve. Calling from Grafton, North Dakota. My wife and I have busted our backs, busted our butts for years and years and years to get to where we are right now and afford what we can afford. But now the Affordable Care Act makes us go back to busting our backs so we can afford to take care of other people. We were just getting to the point where we could start kicking back a little bit and not having to work quite as hard to get by, but now it's right back to working as hard as we want to work so we can help support other people. When do we get a break? Just want to say that. Thank you.
Thanks for the phone call. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you'd like to weigh in on what that's going to do to you as far as the Affordable Care Act, there's a great example. Somebody that was going to be able to start kicking back, relaxing a little bit, had most of their finances set to start sliding towards a retirement, and, well, now you got to rethink on your feet. Adam Hamm, the tax commissioner, says an estimated about 40,000 North Dakota residents are affected by discontinuation of health insurance plans. The vast majority, about 31,600, are insured by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. Now, the Sanford Health Plan decided it would allow continued coverage to those who previously were notified that their plans would be canceled. About 500 customers in North Dakota. Several notices will be sent to those customers explaining their options. That, according to Ruth Christopolowski, the president of the Sanford Health Plan, she says, we were trying to give people enough time to make a decision. So Blue Cross Blue Shield saying that they are going to be discontinuing not offering those discontinued health plans? Are you going to be affected by that? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also, I'd like to have your road reports if you're traveling around the state of North Dakota. What are the conditions like, especially in northwestern and southwestern North Dakota as the storm starts sliding in from the west? Let's get back to the phone calls. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Stephen Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
I just got back from a little Thanksgiving trip and just wanted to let all your listeners know as a public service that the gas prices are a full 20 cents cheaper over in the eastern part of the state than they are in Bismarck. That's typical, but normally it's not this large of a discrepancy that's been in existence now for several weeks. So those oil fields in Red River Valley are paying dividends for those Red River Valley citizens, and that's good to see. They deserve it. That's all I have.
You know, most people, Steve, say it goes back to lack of competition in Bismarck is what I've always heard, that there isn't enough competition in the Bismarck market. The same can be said across the eastern portion of the state, too. When I lived in Grand Forks, you'd drive down to Fargo, and gas would be cheaper in Fargo. Usually that 10 to 15 to 20% or 20 cent difference. Grand Forks and Fargo are both on the pipeline. Not quite sure what the reasoning behind that difference in prices was well, but Fargo is usually one of the cheaper spots across the state of North Dakota, Steve.
Yeah, you know, that's always the excuse, this pipeline thing. And, I don't know that that's ever really been explored by the media. I guess I don't know. You know, it could be, but, it just seems like there's always that significant, discrepancy that, I mean, even between, Bismarck and Jamestown now. And I mainly just wanted to let the traveling public know that if, you know, of course you want to have your tank topped off when you're traveling in inclement weather, but, when it's nice, I'll leave Bismarck with a third of the tank and limp it over to Fargo and fill up and save yourself $4 or $5.
I usually get gas and steel because that's where it starts getting a little bit cheaper for my travels. So, Steve, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for the advice. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jeff in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Steve, and God bless America.
Morning, Jeff.
I just want you to know what this health care stuff, about 3 or 4 months after Obamacare got ramrod down our throats, my wife's premiums went up 110% at her nursing home she works at. So I had to drop off the policy, and so to drop the amount back down pretty close to what she was paying, and then what happens was the deductible gets raised up. Now we just found out coming here in January they're gonna juice up all the prices again. So, and this is what's happening to people all over, you know.
Well, and, you know, Jeff, the other side of this is people don't realize that when those copays and those deductibles start getting raised, that's money out of pocket. I have to have shoulder surgery coming up this spring. I have been scrambling, and I'm on wait lists trying to get that surgery done before the first of the year. After the first of the year, I'm going to have a lot more money out of pocket just to have my shoulder repaired.
Yeah, that Betsy McCoy, she's been on Fox and all these other guys, Rush and everybody. She said, when this is fully implemented, don't worry, our country will be united because we all will be bankrupt. And I believe her. And this is the plan. I don't understand why people are so didn't think this was going to happen. You can look at the old videotapes of Obama before he was even a senator and saying his plan is to have single payer. And this is how you do it. You bankrupt the system. And getting to Jack Dalrymple, you know, people in North Dakota really got fooled by this guy. He gets $4.1 million in subsidies since 95. There's nothing Jack Devereaux loves more than big, bloated government. That's why I voted for Paul Sorum. God bless America. Have a good day.
Jeff, thanks for the phone call. We get more of your phone calls coming up after the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We've got Alice, Paul, Jim all coming up and another off-air call. If you'd like to leave us a call off-air, 855-200-1776, just press 1. More of your comments on health care. Are you affected? Are you one of the individuals going to be affected by Blue Cross Blue Shield no longer offering some of those discontinued plans, those health care plans. Some 40,000 North Dakotans going to be affected, according to Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm's estimates. Most of those are going to fall on Blue Cross Blue Shield. You know, where does that leave you? Where does that leave your family? Where does that leave your plans for the future? We heard from one caller off air saying that they're having to renegotiate, resituate, recalibrate their retirement plans. You know, where in America is that a good idea? Chaos. To me, it's just chaos when you start having that upheaval and that turmoil. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Also, if you'd like to go to our Facebook page, you can weigh in on one of the questions we've got in there. What's the biggest mistakes people are making during winter driving conditions? A lot of people weighing in on that. Overreacting when negotiating a slip or skid. Justin weighs in on that. Blair says using cruise control. Bart says thinking a big four-wheel drive truck can stop quick on ice. That's good advice, too. They'll get you going a little quicker, but they don't get you stopping any quicker. More of your phone calls when we come back. It's What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen. Scott, a little under the weather. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook. Republican out of Mandan, chairman of the Senate Tax Committee on the Governor's Property Tax Reform Task Force, announced earlier today Senator Cook was invited to serve on the task force. We'll get his take on that and what that could mean after record relief for property tax for this last legislative session. Absolutely, absolutely phenomenal tax relief, but for some reason it just did not get to the taxpayers, which, you know, is there a little bit of a disingenuousness when it comes to that local control side of property taxes? Also, road reports, if you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or if you'd like to weigh in on what the Affordable Care Act is doing to your health insurance, we'd love to hear from you if you're one of the 40,000 people in North Dakota that are affected by the discontinuation of health care insurance plans. Of course, Blue Cross Blue Shield announcing that they will not extend discontinued health plans across the state of North Dakota for Blue Cross Blue Shield members, and about 31,600 of those out of that 40,000 that are affected are Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota members. Off-air call, Dave weighs in on what's going on with Obamacare.
Yeah, good morning. This is Dave. I'm wondering why I should get excited about Obamacare when I'm being radiated by Fukushima. They're dropping aluminum, barium, and strontium on me from chemtrails, and I'm being forced to eat genetically modified food that hasn't been proven that it's good for you. But a lot of studies have proved that it's not healthy. So why should I get excited about getting that crap from Obama? Thank you.
Thanks for the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brad in Belfield, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I work for an employer who pays for all of my insurance. I have a small deductible if I got to meet. And I understand that at some point that I'm going to have to start paying some taxes on this, even though I get the insurance for nothing. My employer pays for everything. Is that true or not? I'll just hang up and listen.
I'm not the expert on that, but we will get the expert in on that as well, Brad. So we will track somebody down on that and find out what the tax portion of that is, the tax component of even though you have a fully funded health care plan, which kudos to you and kudos to your employer. Are you going to wind up paying with some portion of tax on that? That answer I do not know, but we will find out and track that answer down for you. One of the things that I do know with a lot of the fully funded health care plans, they're considered Cadillac plans, which it's your normal health care. Anything above and beyond what the Obama administration considers their health care guidelines turns into a Cadillac plan, and you're penalized for having good health care. That is horribly wrong as well. Another off-air caller, it's 855-200-1776, weighs in, and I believe the we'll get to that one next. Alice from Wishick. Alice, what was on your mind? Alice, go ahead.
I just wanted to say what I'm doing. I have a chance to... Hello?
Go ahead, Alice. Alice, listen to your phone, not your radio.
I have a chance to, okay, sorry. Okay, I have a chance to get what they call an extra policy for drugs. I was not allowed to be a insured person after I was injured at work for 10 years. And while I was working, they took $15,000 off my check. I was insurance poor, and then when I got hurt, I didn't get any help. So now, because of drugs, I am not able to take drugs. I'm allergic to most drugs. I have to pay a penalty because I'm now 67, and when I was 65, I didn't take it out because I can't take drugs. Well, I landed in the hospital, and they gave me lots of drugs, and which made me sicker than why I was in there. And now, if I sign up, the most reasonable extra policy is drugs. Blue Cross Blue Shield is $60 with penalty. AARP is $40. And now Walmart has come with a drug for $12.09. Now, usually I won't shop at Walmart, but they are buying 50% of their products from the United States. And so I have to sign up for that extra thing in case they give me drugs in the hospital. That's
now,
all
Alice,
I wanted to say. It's up to the insurance company, and Blue Cross Blue Shield is kicking us in the face.
Now, Alice, you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member now?
Yes, I finally got it. I had a pre-existing condition, but they let me sign on at 65 because of Medicare.
Now, how does it work with you signing up for that Walmart plan, given that Walmart technically can't be a...
Well, that I haven't called on. I'm waiting to call today because I only have till December 6th to sign up without, you know, in that open, what they call open policy thing.
The open enrollment period.
Open enrollment period. And I have like three more days. And it's like I've been reading. I got 50 books here. I'm calling all the companies. Medicare said they will sign me up if I call back. And so that's who I'll call today and see what this Walmart policy is. And it's like $12.09 is the insurance per month. And if they'll allow it, that's what I can afford. Otherwise, when I land in the hospital, my bill is $1,200 after Medicare pays the rest.
But you've seen an increase in your copay and your deductible as well.
Well, you're in a catch-22. Now the Blue Cross Blue Shield has gone up $5 more, so that's for Plan A and B is 65. And then I have to get a policy for when they give you drugs that, you know, they experiment on you to see if they can save your life, I suppose, in the hospital.
Alice, so, thanks for the phone call. Alice, thanks for the phone call and thanks for weighing in. Best of luck. And call us back and let us know what happens and how that works out for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Francis in Ward County, one more quick call before the break. What's on your mind today?
Hi there, Dad. I was calling with that last caller with why are we worried about all this when it's Monsanto's control on the chemtrails and the food. Let's not worry about the health care. Let's worry about the Ten Commandments, the Bible, and faith in the good Lord. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Back to a simpler time and simpler principles. Francis, thanks for the phone call, and Merry Christmas yourself. And we do have a Christmas tree at the Capitol, unlike Rhode Island, that had a holiday tree, but now they're going to have a Christmas tree. But I was up at the Capitol yesterday, and they were decorating the Christmas tree. If you have an opportunity to get up there and take a look at the Christmas tree at the state capitol in Bismarck, do so this year, because it is an absolutely beautiful tree. When we come back from the break, North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook, we're going to talk a little bit about the Property Tax Reform Task Force being formed by Governor Jack Dalrymple. Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Tune to What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. And if you'd like to weigh in on an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Joining us now on the program, North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook, Republican from Mand and Chairman of the Senate Tax Committee on the Governor's Property Tax Reform Task Force. He has been invited to serve on that task force. Dwight, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Give us a little rundown. The governor looks at, huge concessions to taxpayers this last legislative session. The legislature slashed property taxes.
Yes, we did.
It didn't get to the people. It's not getting to the people. So, when the governor looks at this, the legislature looks at this, where's the disconnect?
Well, Steve, I do think it's getting to the people. I think the people have seen a lot of tax relief in the last 6-8 years that we have been at it. And time will tell here as the property tax statements come out this December. But I think the vast majority of people are seeing substantial tax relief. I'm looking at close to 20%, I think, in Morton County this year. There will be some taxpayers whose property, because of the type of property it is, the class of property, and what's been done to it, it's going to increase in valuation. They might not see as much. Others are going to see more. But I do think a lot of the we've done a good job on relief. The issue that's still on the table is some reform questions. There's some reform that needs to be done. And that's the purpose of this task force that the governor's put together. I commend him for it. We have to do some things with reform. I talk to a lot of people. I speak to different groups. They always talk about reform. I'm not too sure they know what they mean by reform. I got a good idea what I mean by reform. And we have reform issues that we need to solve. And the governor's put together a good group of people who work in the trenches every day, work part-time legislators. A lot of the people on this task force, they're in the trenches. They work with it every day. I can't wait to sit down and start having conversations with them on how we can bring some reform to the process of what actually comes up to that final property tax bill.
Is this being set up to circumvent a possible run at another Measure 2? They were looking at getting rid of property taxes with that Measure 2. A lot of people didn't vote for it. From what I hear from a lot of people is that if it comes back, they may vote for it again this time because they were looking for reform versus relief. What is your version of reform?
Well, my version of reform is making changes to the process that leads up to it, like I said. But actually, we need to simplify it, and we got to make sure that it's fair. The property tax bill you get starts with an evaluation that determines what your property is valued at. That's got to be fair, and it's got to be uniform. We've got work to do there. I'll acknowledge it, and we're going to tackle that work. But in relative to Measure 2, the voters did vote it down. They voted it down overwhelmingly, And I think what they said when they voted it down is, fix it or we will pass it. So I think the governor is reacting in a way the governor, a responsible governor, should react. It's our task to fix it. And we know we got work to do, and he's going to help start down that journey.
We had Charles Tuttle call in to the program last hour. He brought up a point about should a member of Measure 2, one of the Empower the Tax People, taxpayer people, been on this task force? Should there have been another voice on there?
You know, I don't know if the governor gave any thought to that, putting somebody on there, but I would say that our task is to fix it. Those of us that are on this task force, I think we have an understanding that a balanced three-legged tax rule involves property tax. We need to keep property tax, but like I said, we need to make it fair and simple. You bring somebody on whose objective is to eliminate it. I don't know what they'd offer to the task force. He has an entirely different motive. His motive is to eliminate it. That's what makes him a winner. In his mind, we need to make it fair. My idea of winning is when the taxpayers are saying, you know what, it works now. So I don't know if I would have.
You're looking for voices for tangible solutions, all or one. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments with North Dakota Senator Dwight Cook concerning the governor's new property tax reform task force being announced this morning. Bob in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I was just wondering, you know, the last legislative session, I thought that there was a reduction in property taxes for the state.
Yes, there was. Yes, there was, Bob. A substantial deduction in property taxes.
Well, oddly enough, normally my property tax is around $2,800 a year.
Okay.
And they went down like maybe $30. So I don't know where the substantial is in that.
Well, I would certainly like to sit down with you and with your property tax statement in front of me, and I can answer that question. I can't answer it not knowing the facts. It had to happen because your evaluation went up substantially.
Well, that must have been. What was the property tax percentage that was voted or for legislatively voted on or approved?
Well, we bought down the Bismarck School mill levy by 60 mills, and then on top of that, there was a 12.5% deduction across the board. If your property tax bill was $2,800, or it should have seen a 12.5% reduction on top of that also. So you should have seen that. If you didn't see the 60 mil buy down, the only way you wouldn't have seen that is if your evaluations went up.
Okay, but then with, I suppose, because of the schools being built, does that mill level go up again then?
Yes, the mill levy increased for the vote of the people, and that of course was something that the people did vote for, and so that would be on top of that.
So, I don't know if you're a math. Obviously, you're not a mathematician, but
yes, I am.
0.5%, and then the 60 mills. And I don't know if you what I don't know what the mill levy was for the schools for Bismarck. So, what does that total percentage come to? Do you have an approximate idea?
What I am seeing so far is that Bismarck's property tax relief. This tax bill that's coming out in December, and you haven't seen it yet, but what you should see is about a 20% reduction in your previous property tax bill.
Okay.
If you don't see a 20% reduction, take a look at your assessed value and determine how much your property went up in value.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough then. It's just, you know, sometimes it seems like smoke and mirrors for the citizens of Bismarck because you got the city spending gobs of money for things that, again, we vote on, and they get it's so frustrating.
I understand, Bob, and that's the other thing that we tried to do in the legislature last session is to put the taxpayer in charge. Property taxes.
Oh, the city commission that.
Yeah, you got to go to the city commission meeting and you know weigh in and share
your
opinion.
Thank you for your
time. Yep, thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You know, one of the last things with Measure 2 last time is they were trying to put it on local control. I put it on the citizens. How many times do people show up at their school board, their county commission, their city council meetings? Usually it's a ghost town, and that's where that local control comes in.
Exactly, Stephen. And the letter that we required last session for the political subdivisions to have to send to the taxpayers telling them their taxes are going up, it started to change that. We started having meetings, at school, local school board meetings, county commission meetings, where the room was full. And that's a good thing.
That's nice to see.
It's nice to see. And that's not going to go away. We'll probably approve it, but we need people to show up at the local meetings.
Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook regarding the governor's property tax reform task force. Greg in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi. I guess I don't understand this task force. And it seems to me we have what is our budget surplus now? And we have the legacy fund, and now we have school lands, which is a whole new issue that I'm hearing about. It seems like the legislature wants to sit on this money like a bird on a golden egg, and yet we're still talking about property taxes. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, the budget process of North Dakota, first off, the legacy fund, that was a fund that was established. All these constitutional funds were established by the voters. The legacy fund takes 30% of the oil tax revenue that we receive every year and puts it in a fund for future generations. It's not necessarily the legislature sitting on it. The voters created this fund because I think it's wise policy that as we extract a natural resource from the ground, that we save part of that natural resource for future unborn generations. That would be the legacy that we might leave, and I certainly would hope we do it. The school lands trust fund for all the school lands, that goes back to statehood, that's constitutional, and that fund, the principal, the interest off of that fund funds education. It would be nice to see that fund grow to where maybe there's a day coming where in the future that will fund education in the state of North Dakota. So I think they're wise.
It can't do it now.
It's not even close to what it would require to do it now. $1 billion seems like a lot of money, but it takes a whole lot more just to fund education in North Dakota off the interest.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Greg, thanks for your phone call. Let's go to Lynn in Bismarck. Lynn, what's on your mind today?
Good morning and good conversation. The inability of this task force to accept someone who may wish to discuss the options to a property tax is really an affront to the taxpayer. It is saying to the taxpayer, we know more than you do. I've been doing a lot of reading on the property tax, and it is the most egregious form of taxation, taxing property. It is inherently the most unfair because of the differences from locality to locality. It would be good to have at least one person on the task force that would stimulate the discussion a little bit outside the box and go from property tax is the only way to fund local government to maybe some other options, like a couple of them might be the sales tax securing a huge revenue in the state of North Dakota right now. And maybe part of that sales tax revenue could be allocated to property tax based on perhaps the original populations of the various counties. Some of these counties were very prosperous back in the 1910s, 1920s, and they have a lot of homes sitting empty. If these political leaders really are concerned with infilling and using the resources that we have in North Dakota, they might consider some things out of the box rather than just simply saying, well, property tax has to be fixed. It can't be eliminated. You know,
Lynn, we're coming up against a break. Hold on a second, Lynn. We'll get Senator Cook's response after the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. Give
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers belong to organizations like Farm Bureau?
As our urban population grows, the understanding of how farming contributes to our personal lives, our state's economic productivity, and our country's stability decreases. That's not good for any of us. Working together through organizations like Farm Bureau helps farmers and ranchers identify important issues and solutions to those issues. For instance, at the Farm Bureau annual meeting that we just held, the delegates directed the organization to undertake an initiated measure petition drive to reform property taxes in the state. Farmers and ranchers saw a need to change how property taxes are collected and used and decided to get a plan developed and take it to the people of the state. By belonging to organizations like Farm Bureau, individuals can make a difference.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Find out
more about the North Dakota Farm Bureau by going to the NDFB website at ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. We're talking with North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook, Republican from Mandan, Chairman of the Senate Tax Committee on the Governor's Property Tax Reform Task Force, just announced today. Lynn had some interesting points. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that before the break.
Thanks, Steve. And Lynn, the first thing I want to make sure that in no way are we insinuating that because nobody from those that want to eliminate property tax are not on the task force is because we're smarter than they are. That is certainly not the case. It is just not the task of this task force. If the task of this task force was to eliminate property taxes, we would be surrounded with a whole bunch of other folks, very smart people, who would start down the process. And believe me, the 2 months leading up to the vote that was had here in North Dakota as to whether we should eliminate property taxes, there was a lot of work being done preparing ourselves with legislation that would have to be required. You can talk to Mr. John Walstead up at the Legislative Council. I can tell you that bill was already awfully thick. You also commented a little bit about taking a look at sales tax and basing it on population. We do that right now. There's a good share of the sales tax revenue that gets distributed to local governments. The governor mentioned it in his press conference this morning that one of the tasks of the task force is to look at alternative revenue streams for local government, and that was one that was brought up by the reporters there that were questioning him. So I look at that as being on the task force, but again, I certainly don't want to insinuate that we think we're smarter than those who want to eliminate property taxes.
Lynn, thanks for the phone call. Kurt in Mandaree, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Just fine. Good morning.
Senator Cook, I just want you to know that I have been around you and your voting history long enough to know that your experience and knowledge makes you the perfect person to be on this task force. I appreciate your long history of public service, and this task force was needed after the last legislative session. If you didn't address the property tax issue after the last session, you would be criticized for that. But I, for one, appreciate a long-standing, transparent, and ethical public servant, which you are, and I have faith that you will have transparency in your task force work, and we can move forward on this issue and see if we can come to some solutions.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kurt. Those words are always nice to hear.
Thanks for the phone call. We're running up against the clock. I want to get a couple more phone calls in. Jeff in Devil's Lake, what's on your mind quickly for Senator Cook?
I was just wondering, I live on a farm and I own a farm, but I don't farm anymore. I rent it out. But I'm taxed on my farmstead. How come, like, if I farm or somebody else that farms, why don't they get taxed on their farmstead? Why is it unfair?
Well, Jeff, that's a very good question. That's an issue that's come up in the legislature many times. I tend to bring it to the legislature, the issue of whether we should have a farm residence exemption for farmers. It goes way back to the early 1900s. Times were different then, but it's a question that comes up often, and it's a matter of finding, I think, the political will to maybe address that issue.
Okay, all right. I guess if you want to bring it up with them, that would be great.
I do every session.
Jeff, okay. Thanks for the phone call. Quickly, in about 10 seconds, Dan and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Quickly,
just,
Dan.
Okay, it's a comment about why do property valuations have to increase? Couldn't they just be, couldn't the property valuation be based on when the home is sold? Instead of just going up for retired people, it would just be better if we knew what our home evaluation was, and then when we sell it, have that person take over the new tax base. So
let me just say, it's a constitutional requirement. The thing is that if valuations go up, I would hope the mill levy goes down the same way and your taxes stay the same.
Dan, thanks for the phone call. Evaluation seems to be a big point of contention when you're starting to address the property tax issues. Is that one of the things the task force is going to look at?
It's number one on the table. Number one on the table. And the interim committee is going to be looking at it also. You got two groups of people that are going to look at a solution, and I'm confident we're going to come up with a good solution that's going to make property taxes and paying our bills in the state a lot easier for the people in North Dakota.
Best of luck. We look forward to talking further on it. North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook from Mandan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Steve.
This is What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen, and thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow. Don't forget our radio town hall with Representative Kevin Kramer coming up at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Steve Bakken for Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.